From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law. The heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee told reporters General Michael Flynn did not properly disclose payments he received from foreign governments for public engagements. The rare show of bipartisan consensus in Capitol Hill came after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. Press Secretary Sean Spicer downplayed claims that the White House had denied the request, saying the committee had received all the documents it needed from other agencies. The White House responded Tuesday by saying it does not know if Flynn broke the law in the course of making contact with and receiving payments from foreign governments. Turkish warplanes on Tuesday targeted fighters from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, and a key Kurdish affiliate on the Iraqi-Syrian frontier. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 18 people were killed in the strikes and warned the death toll is likely to rise. Turkey, the United States, and the European Union have designated PKK as a terrorist organization. Afghanistan's largest TV station reports Friday's deadliest ever assault by the Taliban on a major military base left more than 250 soldiers dead. The report also accused authorities of hiding the truth. The Afghan government has been under fire for refusing to reveal the number of casualties several days after the attack. The deputy chairman of the Afghan Senate, the upper house of the parliament, informed lawmakers on Sunday that security officials told him the death toll stood at around 131. First daughter and presidential advisor Ivanka Trump was part of a panel discussion in Berlin titled Inspiring Women, Scaling Up Women's Entrepreneurship. She was invited by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She was asked about her father, President Trump's attitude on empowering women.
I think in my personal experience, and you were asking me about my role as daughter and also advisor, as a daughter, I can speak on a very personal level, knowing that he encouraged me and enabled me to thrive. I grew up in a house where there was no barriers to what I could accomplish beyond my own perseverance and my own tenacity. And I don't take that lightly as a parent now myself. That's not an easy thing to do, and he did that, and he provided that for us. There was no difference for me and my brothers. And I think as a business leader, you saw that, and as a president, you will absolutely see that.
President Donald Trump vowed Tuesday to confront anti-Semitism as he commemorated Holocaust Remembrance Day at the U.S. Capitol.
We remember the brave souls who banded together to save the lives of their neighbors, even at the risk of their own life. And we remembered those first hopeful moments of liberation when at long last the American soldiers arrived in camps and cities throughout occupied Europe, waving the same beautiful flags before us today.
Mr. Trump called Adolf Hitler's massacre of 6 million Jews during the Second World War history's darkest hour and condemned those who denied the Holocaust. More recently, White House spokesman Sean Spicer provoked outrage and later apologized for appearing to favorably compare Hitler's actions during the Holocaust to the use of chemical weapons by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. President Donald Trump and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on Tuesday said they do not fear a trade war with Canada after American punitive action on lumber and milk. Trump said Canada has a tremendous trade surplus with the United States. He also said he wants a quote-unquote very big tax on Canadian lumber and timber. A federal judge in South San Francisco has blocked a directive from President Donald Trump to withhold funding from sanctuary jurisdictions. U.S. District Judge William Orrick issued a temporary ruling Tuesday that will remain in effect while the lawsuit over the provision in a Trump executive order makes its way through the court. For more news, log on to voanews.com. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.